This is WSIU In Focus. I'm Jennifer Fuller. The 19th Annual Health Policy Institute at Southern Illinois University focuses on the opioid epidemic this year. The Institute, which is a partnership between the SIU Schools of Law and Medicine, along with the Paul Simon Public Policy Institute and Southern Illinois Healthcare, tackles issues that reach into healthcare and policy. Christy Perusnik is one of this year's panelists. She's an associate professor in public health at the University of Utah and began researching opioid-related harm while working for the CDC nearly 15 years ago.
I'll be talking about using guidelines for prescribing as one of the tools that we might use to combat the opioid epidemic.
Perusnik says those guidelines can help foster a conversation between patients and their caregivers, giving physicians another reason to consider whether an opioid is the best choice for pain management.
I've seen some big changes in the way that opioids are prescribed. One change that's been very positive that has come out of guidelines-type discussions has been physicians being more careful prescribing methadone for long-acting pain control. It's a cheap drug. People like it. It can be difficult to prescribe safely. I've also seen changes that are not so positive that have come out of guidelines, interpretation, and implementation. And I've heard people refer to it as guidelines being weaponized, in that physicians may be using guidelines as a reason not to prescribe for someone and maybe not tapering them down slowly, but cutting them off quickly. These are both the good and bad reasons why we need to think carefully about how guidelines are implemented and how they are used.
Perusnik says curbing opioid misuse, abuse, and addiction is far more complicated than banning a certain drug or creating laws. She says it has to be a multi-pronged approach.
I think one of the biggest challenges for issues like this is that there are so many different decision makers along the way, and they're not all at the same table. For example, CDC can put forth prescribing guidelines, but that may not change what payers and insurance companies will do. Yet, when it comes down to the kitchen table or the exam room, it may be the insurance company's policies that have more impact on what happens to patients than prescribing guidelines.
And she says it's important for experts in both the medical and legal community to use their expertise and work together to find the best solutions for the problem.
I think that the guidelines recommendations are all about the idea of, yes, use your medical judgment and use your medical judgment for individual patients. And the thing that has always worked, maybe the thing you go to, or looking at the context of an individual patient, you may need to go in a different direction. I think one of the other big challenges that we need to recognize is that physicians may not be in the habit of talking with their patients about use of other substances. That needs to be an important part of the conversation. Before an opioid medication is prescribed, they need to know if their patient is using marijuana or is using opioids that they're acquiring from other means.
The SIU Health Policy Institute is Friday, May 18th. You can get more information at law.siu.edu. I'm Jennifer Fuller.